bans on abortion in several states resonate more powerfully for some people. For many Black women, they've reignited a long-fought battle for better reproductive health care. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard talked to activists at a rally recently held in Hartford.
People crowded together on the top step of the Connecticut Supreme Court, shielded from the pouring rain under the building's stone portico. Kamora Harrington, a rally organizer, spoke into a megaphone mic to amplify her voice over the sounds of street traffic.
We live with a whole bunch of human beings who think it's their job to tell me what I should be doing with my body. Every last human being who is here right now is feeling oppressed.
Harrington and others organized the Black Reproductive Freedom Rally to protest recent abortion bans in other states. But they're also fighting for something more: safe reproductive health care and better health outcomes for women of color.
The cards are falling. If we don't stand up to be counted, to be heard, then in 30 years, our little sisters are not going to know that we were here.
Advocates say abortion bans will disproportionately affect Black women. That's because data show this group accesses these services at higher rates. But that's just one part of the bigger picture. Research shows that women of color in the United States suffer overall worse reproductive health outcomes than other groups. And Wisdom Powell says eliminating something like abortion could make it harder to close the gap in health disparities for Black women.
Women also get contraceptions in those settings. They get counseling about sexually transmitted infections, and they get, you know, sort of healthy family planning, you know, counseling and support. And all of those things are sort of at risk, I believe, when you start restricting the places where women can go to receive that kind of care.
Powell is the director of the Health Disparities Institute at UConn. She says restrictions on reproductive health care today add to a history of medical maltreatment toward Black women. Forced sterilization and unethical experimentation are just two documented examples.
They could produce a multiplicatively negative impact on the reproductive health care and access for Black women, and also similarly ring those historical alarms that can lead to more mistrust and health system disengagement. And that could be detrimental to women who are already marginalized.
And Janae Woods Weber, another rally organizer, says there's plenty of reasons why Black women already have this mistrust. This fight goes all the way back to when her African ancestors were brought to this country as enslaved people.
We were forcibly forced into rape and incestual relationships in order to create more Black and brown babies to work for white folks. So from the very moment that we were forced to come here, we have not been able to control our fertility. We have not been allowed to maintain our family structures. And when we have been vilified and demonized.
That's why Weber says advocates need to be a voice for Black women everywhere, not just in Connecticut.
We can't simply sit here and be happy with what we've got and be quiet. If we don't speak up, then we are taking the side of the oppressor.
Louisiana became the seventh state last week to pass a law that bans abortion, with few or no exceptions. These laws continue to challenge the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Roe v. Wade. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.